Hey, welcome. It's that time of the week. Yes, we're back for the wrap up 53. All the socials are down. What's going on in the world? But no fear. A Glenn, a dating dad, and me, Johnny Jensen, founder of Team Super Dad and the Hero Academy, are here to entertain and delight you as we get stuck into the wrap up.
Welcome to Team Super Dad. Real dads creating their best lives ever. More time, more money, more fun. You are not alone. You're on Team Super Dad.
Hey, Glenn. Good evening.
Ahoy, ahoy. How are you?
Yeah, good. Very good. I am. We're a little bit earlier tonight, so I'm feeling a bit more sprightly, a bit more like all ready and up for it. You know, just had my dinner. Got a glass of water. We're set. We're absolutely set. I'm on day 103 of my consecutive workout days, so we can talk about that in a bit.
Oh, mate, that's amazing. That means between you and me, we've done 103 consecutive days of exercise. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive, I've got to say.
Oh, man, I will tell you about a chap I saw swimming in the river.
Was he meant to be?
He was meant to be in the river. I'll tell you all about it in a minute. So if you're here watching, then well done, because half the socials are down. Yes, we are squeezing the show out somehow across the bit of the web that is still working tonight. Maybe there'll be a mad rush, a bit like the petrol picture.
That's what it is. I blame Brexit, to be honest. Now you've got everyone just sitting there shouting out to Twitter, hey, you up? What you doing? And moving over to the only social media platform that seems to still be alive, except, of course, for TikTok. So none of the under 25s actually know that anything's different or anything's wrong, because they're all just doing 30-second dances and twerking and that sort of shit on there. So it's only us people who are slightly more veteran that actually know that the world is coming to an end.
Yeah. Is there you're right, like if in a stockpiling panic buy situation, does everyone flock back to Twitter? Is that what happens?
You go where it works, and yeah. If Twitter's up, then that's where we live. And I've just realized my glass is half off the edge of the table. How has that happened?
Stunt man. So by the way, those people who are watching, and of course those people who are listening on the actual podcast, because the heartbeat of the Team Super Dad podcast and the wrap-up show, the heartbeat of that audience is on the podcast. So we do love you, everybody on the podcast.
You're my favorites.
Yeah, you are.
Except for the people who listen, like dial in and comment live, you're my favorites. But if you're not around, because obviously you're not, because you're all over on Twitter.
Nadine.
The rest of you.
I need to.
Where are you, Nadine?
No, it's down to both two things. One, she might have the hump because I said we'd get her on and I haven't spoken to her. And two, we're a little bit earlier than normal. But yeah, just like Nadine is regularly popping up in the show, you can comment. Well, you can. If you're seeing this video live somewhere, comment. And with any luck, that comment will appear in front of my very eyes. We'll be able to bring you in on the show. Team Super Dad, we are a absolutely epic community of modern men, busy dads creating the best life ever. And I have been pumping out the content this week because we've got a challenge. It's called the Happy Dad Challenge, starting on October the 11th. And part of the launch program that I'm in, it's like you need to post 6 bits of content a day. So I'm literally scratching my head thinking, and it's not so much that I haven't got 6 things a day to talk about. It's just I haven't got 6 things a day of time to make the bloody things. But that's another story.
Define content, though, because I mean, I tweet a lot of shit.
But
I don't do videos and that sort of shit as well.
No, so live streams, writing posts, making, you know, kind of quote picks, trying to craft some calls to action that actually work. You know, so if you're a dad and you want to take greater control of your life and basically have an injection of happiness over 5 simple days, then come to teamsuperdad.com/happydad and you can join the free challenge that we are running from October the 11th to October the 15th.
It's coming up to a year since the last time I gave someone an injection of happiness, and I'm not happy about that fact.
An injection of happiness. That's a beautiful euphemism, isn't it? It's really loving and sensitive. I think a lot of women would appreciate that kind of sense, though. Once you get into it, they enjoy it as well.
Newsflash, women do enjoy sex. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are going to utterly disagree with you, and most of them are incels.
Incels, yeah. Well, look, unhappy long-term relationships, it does become that it is a revelation that women actually enjoy sex, because if you spend multiple years asking and getting denied, then you would be left with the idea that most women don't enjoy having sex, or at least have 101 reasons why they might put you off for another month.
Honestly, fellas, make the effort, do put the work in, make them feel loved, because they enjoy it as much as anybody who loves sex. Trust me.
Yeah, we talked about a little bit about this a few weeks ago, didn't we? Having conversations about what you like and actually enjoying your sex life. So yeah, go back a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sure you've listened to all the wrap up podcasts, and that would have been one of your favourites. But if you did happen to miss it by chance, then go back and check that out.
No, I just switched over my webcam. You wouldn't have noticed, Johnny. I've got a new HD one, so it's picking me up in a little bit better light now.
I can see. Jesus, so what's happened is you have gone a bit clearer. We have got quite a lot of
brighter,
bright light. Brighter. Oh, there we go. It's adjusting. It's adjusting. Yeah. No, now it's gone back to fully.
Whatever. The podcast people are aware of the actions at.
Hello, for the podcast listeners, Glenn looks deliciously gorgeous, perfect.
yeah, they can't see me, so they're going to believe you.
I know, loads happening this week, Glenn. Loads. I'll give the listeners a little sort of little preview of some of the stuff on the running order, but it's also a rundown of my week that has just been, and that's what we like to do here. The wrap up is a jaunt through recent news, through the highlights and the lowlights of Glenn and I's life. Two dads sorting the world out so you don't have to. If you are listening and you enjoy this, then please share it around with other dads in your world. Mums are welcome too. I get good feedback, Glenn. People tell me, we like this. This is funny. I enjoy listening in. I enjoy tuning in. So,
well, I like them. All of you. You're my best friends. Come round for tea.
The thing is, we had this conversation. You never listened to the wrap up, so how do you even know? I listen back.
How do I know that it's actually out there and it's not just you and me chatting?
How do you know it's good?
Well, I kind of witness it live, and you know, you can just tell.
You are tuned into yourself. You're well connected to yourself and your environment. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll say that. Rather than me just having a massive sense of my own ego and just ridiculous and unworthy amounts of self-belief.
I get that about you. That is one of the reasons I think we hit it off. And, you've been having some Glenn time this evening, haven't you? It's helped with the title for this week's wrap-up. You've had a family pizza for one, I understand.
Every pizza is a pizza for one, depending on how big it is and how much you can eat. I don't believe in this. Like, you've got these family meal deals, and then I've realised that I must be a family all in one. Like, you know, when you get kids that sit on top of each other and put a trench coat over them to look like a grown-up, I must have four people sitting inside me, because I can just devour an entire family meal from Domino's or something like that. And it's whatever. I mean, I did skip lunch, so maybe that helped.
You're on target for calories today.
But I also realised, I didn't eat dinner on Friday night because my kids went off, so I had a packet of crisps and then a bottle of wine or two. Then the Saturday, I know I had like a late lunch. Then I think I didn't eat Saturday. Sunday, I had a sausage roll and I was going to come back and have a pizza, but my daughter stayed around an extra night, so she ate my pizza, and so I didn't have anything for then. So I've got a bit of catching up to do, I feel.
If you've tuned in for the fitness pillar of the Team Superdad F5, then I can safely say that Glenn is not offering up nutrition advice this evening.
Look, life is about balance. And if everyone just is all healthy and that's all they are, then people like me, we feel like outsiders. I'm your people. You're mine. Let's be family together.
Okay, good. This is good. So if you're following the OXCO diet, then good luck to you.
No. It only works because I've been training my liver very well for a long, long time.
Yeah. My boy tonight, I just spoke to him, and his mum's at work. His sister is at ballet, and the sort of nanny au pair type. It's because my ex is a midwife, so she works nights, right? So she's the nanny slash au pair is with Rose at ballet. So my boy says, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I was like, enjoy it. Put something on the TV that you like watching, that you get grief for watching when everyone else is there. Scratch your nuts. Get a packet of biscuits out of the cupboard. Eat way more than you're supposed to eat in one go, and enjoy this hour to yourself. It's cherished time, my boy. Savor it.
I totally agree. I mean, that's the thing. I spend so much when my kids are here. They're here, and you know they're busy and all that sort of stuff. And then when they're not, I'll be honest. A lot of the time, I'm busy myself. I'm going out, learning to fly, and dancing, and going out to dinner, and seeing friends, and going off everywhere. So sometimes it's just nice to literally know that I'm going to wake up whenever I want to wake up. And I don't even need to get dressed, and I can just stay in my house all day doing nothing. And it's something we don't ever get to do very much of. So treasure those moments when you have nothing at all. You know, on Saturday, I must have passed asleep on the sofa about 10, half past 10, something like that. I didn't wake up the next day till half past 11. I had more sleep on
empty
Friday
balls.
Night.
Crisp packets.
Oh yeah, I look like some like one of the scenes out of Seven of Gluttony. But I had more sleep that night than I do in two, maybe even three nights. Sometimes, for the first time, I woke up on Saturday in ages, wasn't tired. I mean, is this what people without children feel like normally?
Well, quite possibly, unless they're absolutely partying the arse out of life. And then you've got that fine balance between lonely and miserable and chaos and party. But the really grounded person, the really tuned in person who is happy on their own, like at peace, self-love, because then everything else is a bonus. You can go out and you can be with your mates and they bring extra bonus, fun, joy to your life. Then you meet someone. She isn't your whole life and your everything. She's the bonus. She's the cherry on top. She's like, so it starts with the foundation of being able to be comfortable and happy on your own. It's a little bit of a serious note in there as well, especially for dads that have separated. That time afterwards when you're like, everyone's gone. I should be near my kids. I'm on my own. Like it is dramatic to start with, but actually the quicker you can be at peace with that and actually don't say there's something wrong. Just be like,
no, okay, now I get the opportunity to do something different, to whatever that might be, whether you learn to paint, whether you just sit and listen to whale music or some whatever you want to do. I like to draw a decadent day bath. It's quite nice to do. But I always try and sit there and think, my life on my own has to be a 10 out of 10 and the right person will make it an 11. But even without them, it's full, it's complete, and it's got light and shade and good times and bad, but it's complete on my own. And that's a nice way of being.
Yeah. I just wrote one of my multiple pieces of content for the Happy Dad Challenge running was all about that, was about be more you. Mm-hmm. And inside a relationship, a lot of men get unhappy because they stop being themselves.
Which is weird because the thing that the person they are is what attracted the other person to them in the first place. So 100%. The less like that they are, the less attracted the other person is, which then makes them change again and makes them less likely that. And so you just end up drifting apart. You've got to be true to who you are at all stages. And that'll change and it'll grow and evolve. But if you're true to yourself, the other person, they loved you for that reason. So give them a gift by maintaining that.
Yeah. Exactly. And what I said in my post was that doesn't mean you become a selfish bastard any more than you become a needy oh, please don't ignore me, you know, bastard either. But you got to be the best you for other people, you got to be the best you for yourself first. So a couple of things that came up there. A decadent day bath. And I also saw your tweet about the kind of clothes you do or don't wear at home. So I'm imagining you walking around naked, eating crisps, swigging wine, having a bath at lunchtime.
Mate, your imagination, it must be on fire right now. Because that's a vision, isn't it? That is a sexy artery. Why the fuck not? Yeah, there is. I obviously, when I've got my kids around, fully clothed, but they're not here. My neighbours, my house isn't overlooked by anyone, so I can just walk around in the start bollock naked. Have a nice. If you're a man who doesn't really have bubble bath, have a hot bubble bath, one where you have to lower yourself into it by stages, where you burn your ass and you just stay in it. Just relax for an hour or so. Put some music on. Take an iPad in with some TikTok or whatever. Just chill out and do nothing. Because when you're in a bath, you've got no other distractions. You haven't got to do the washing. You haven't got to do the hoovering. You haven't got to go to the shop. You're there, relax, and enjoy. And in the daytime, it just hits different. I don't know what it is, but it is just glorious. And if you happen to enjoy a beverage at the same time, what's the harm? Just don't drown. I mean, that was less beverage and more certain other substances, allegedly.
Yeah, don't smoke crack and have a bath. It's not a good combination. we could do like I'm imagining a new little mini course for inside a Team Super Dad in the training lounge. Obviously, led by your good self, but you know, the decadent day bath. It's a simple 45 minute course, 3 modules.
We don't have like man spas and health retreats and all that. They're dominated by the female market, and yes, guys can go along to them, but we don't. So we don't learn how to pamper ourselves. We don't learn how to just relax and sit and just do nothing. We just we're always expected to be productive and busy and working and doing that sort of shit. Let's just learn to relax.
In America, I think that was more of a thing. Remember in Blues Brothers when Jake and Elle would go and speak to, I guess he must be some part of the local mafia or something. And then he's chatting away and he says to Jake, yeah, we can help you. And then the camera pans back and the whole band are sat there in the steam room with them.
There is nothing more glorious than a steam room. I saw a couple that I thought about buying and investing. I went to last weekend. I got some free tickets to some home building and renovation show, and they had all these different rooms, these saunas, and there was one sauna thing there that had no steam. And he was trying to give me all this scientific bollocks about how it heats you. Steam only heats you so many millimeters into the skin, whereas this heats you 3 inches into the skin or something. Mate, you're just describing a microwave cooker. Like, I don't want to be microwaved. But I just want to sit in the heat and baste myself. That sounds quite nice to me.
So this is like a modern, like, Futurama type show?
Or it must have been. It was everything. So, you know, just bricks and mortar through to people trying to sell Bang & Olufsen speakers. 5 B&O speakers, little hexagons on the wall, $4,000. Now, I like my music. But if I'm spending $4,000 on speakers, that kind of...
I want Annie Mac to be DJing in the corner of the room.
And I don't want them hidden. You know, I want people to say, they look like $4,000 speakers.
Badass set of speakers, yeah. And did they have like the world's sharpest knife or the Euro? Look, 2 fingers.
You know? All this sort of stuff. I'm sure there was some sort of cloth that absorbs 50,000 times its own weight in liquid and stuff like that.
The magic chamois.
Yeah, it was a ShamWow. it was all right. It was a bit smaller than expected, but to be honest, it was free tickets. I'd have been pissed off if I'd paid whatever it was, 30-odd quid for them, as they were apparently advertised. But it was nice, because obviously one of my things on my list of 50 is to build my own home, so I'm always on the lookout for ideas and inspiration and all that sort of stuff.
Dude, you should talk to my mate, Peter Burke, a.k.a. Speedy La. He's got this whole, you'll be bob on with him actually, because he's all about this community. You pull together a community,
And community builds.
Yeah, community builds. And then you find a piece of land together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide together, okay, I want to have a shop and a hairdresser's. We need a bit of grass where everyone can play in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have it. And then they do things like have a community kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a cinema room and you can, so bizarre as this might sound to anybody who's not into this sort of thing, but absolutely amazing if you like the idea of actually having a community spirit, is that you would have like big communal meals kind of thing. And you have a good mixture of old people and young people and families. And then like, you've got ready-made babysitters, old people aren't lonely. It's in other parts of the world, Scandinavia, Japan, where else did he say some, it doesn't matter, does it? But there's many parts of the world where this is actually a really obvious, normal standard thing. And yeah, then another thing,
it's only the UK where we don't do house building, or like self build anywhere near as much as the rest of the planet.
Yeah. Kind of getting on with your neighbours and not being a selfish twat is obviously part of part of that. Yeah, which of course you start to run out of petrol. Have you, if you're anywhere else in the world, right? We have got a slight thing going on in the UK at the moment. It seems to be getting a bit better, but 10 days ago, the news reported that one garage chain had a problem getting petrol to a couple of its garages. Within about 72 hours, the UK had gone into full panic mode, and every motorist with a fart's worth of gap in their petrol tank was queuing up to flipping Mad Max themselves out and not be
bloody embarrassing. It was absolutely embarrassing. I hated it. And even though I actually only had a quarter tank and so now I'm down to the last 30 miles or something, I've been fucking walking everywhere because I refuse to sit in a fucking queue for petrol that is then just going to sit on my front lawn. It's like, why are you panicking? If it gets to that point, then you're in the shit. And I can work from home. I can work remotely. Almost everyone in those fucking queues didn't need to be in those queues, but they were in the queues because everyone else was in those queues. It makes me furious.
So I'd already topped up just as it was starting, right? I happened to be topping up, so I filled up, right? Then it got to this week. What day were we on? Saturday, picked up the kids. So I was down to about a quarter of a tank.
Mm-hmm.
And I use about a quarter of a tank a week doing the school runs and all the other stuff. So I was like, oh, well, mm-hmm. I know they're opening back up. So I go and have a drive around and find one. So went to a couple, closed, went to another one, massive queue. So I was headed your way, actually, because, you know, you go Sainsbury's, Esso, then you get to Westmorling and there's that kind of BP type one with the supermarket thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have big, big queues. Then I get to the Jet one at 7 Mile Lane. And this was a bit of a sneaks, right? Because I park, it's about 20 cars. So I park up at the back and I'm like, well, this will take about 20 minutes. So, right? Just for those watching, right, who don't know about this, there have been people queuing for 3 or 4 hours to get petrol. And those people that did that, what cracks me up is, it's like a game of Russian roulette because you've no idea if you're going to sneak in under the tape Indiana Jones style and be the last person to get some petrol, or you will be that person that queued for 2 hours and are then like shaking the last drip.
Yeah, because it's not like there's a big line of like a fill point for the whole petrol station and it goes down and down and down so you don't know where you're at. You've got no idea how much petrol is in their tank.
No, somebody was the first person to miss out everywhere. It's just horrible. So we get to the Jet, yeah? There's like 25 cars parked. So I sit in the queue and I'm just mulling over, do we stay, do we whatever? And I look up ahead and I can see other cars coming in to the same petrol station from the other direction. So I was like, well, that's a bit off. So I was like, well, it depends how many people are queuing that up that end. So hedging my bets, as I like to tell my kids, lean on a door. If it opens, you might just find something inside there, right? So we go up, turn around the roundabout, come back and join the queue coming from the other direction. There's only 3 cars there. We were in and out within 20 minutes and happy days. So the Team Jensen mobile is fully juiced and ready to go for next week.
So if you were one of those people who weren't like Team Jensen and didn't need to queue, but you only did it because everybody else did, you're an idiot. I want to be unequivocal about this. I want to be clear. You are an idiot, and you've caused so many more problems. There's so many people, like I've seen ambulances who have been waiting for traffic. I've seen people who actually need to get places,
yeah, because nurses, they've got teachers.
Nurses, doctors, teachers, people who actually matter. Not you, who are just going to sit there with your 4x4 in your front garden just in case you need to do an emergency run to the fucking Shetlands or something. No, get back in your box, get back in your house and dial in from home.
Do you know what you reminded me of there, right? There's a bunch of mums on the school run at my kids, well, not my kids now, at my daughter's primary school, Range Rovers.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to drive. There should surely be a driving test. If you're buying a big car, it should be like a catalogue. Like you go along, they give you a little half hour test drive on parking, of manoeuvring.
You learn on a 125, and then to get up onto the bigger one, you need to do another test. You need to prove you're able to handle something that big. And I know when you get up to HGVs, which nobody's doing these days, you need another test. But it feels like something in between, that you need to go from your Fiat 500 up to your Range Rover. They're very different beasts.
Exactly. And they say, "I'm sorry, madam." And clearly there are some bad male drivers as well. "I'm sorry, madam. I'm sorry, sir." Or not even "I'm sorry." Thanks for that little spin round the block and a little bit of parking and activity out the back there. The Fiat 500, the Cinquecento, the Punto, and and the Skoda Flavia. The Skoda Flavia is all that's available to you to buy today. No, you can't have a flipping V6 15-foot wide Range Rover. No.
Oh yeah, and it's definitely not a gender thing. Men and women are both terrible drivers, but my opinion is we're both equally bad, but men tend to have crashes at high speed and women tend to have crashes at lower speed. And that's been my all the blokes you talk to about having crashes, and I flipped this and I skidded over there and I smashed into this and wrote the car off. Whereas the women that I've known have had accidents, most of the time it's fender benders or bumping into posts and all those sort of things. So we're all crap, let's be honest. Everyone's crap. We're just different types of crap.
Like crap drivers are crap drivers, but yes, the width of the car. I did just mention that. Does it amuse you when you see the Skoda Flavia? I can't help but think of the word labia when I see the Skoda Flavia.
No, I haven't seen that. This shows how different. I think of Flavia Briatore.
No, you don't.
I absolutely do. I don't think of, or Flavia. Who was the dancer from Strictly?
I thought that's who Flavia Briatore
was. Yeah, that was her. Yeah, Flavia Briatore. That's who I think of.
No, I can't believe that whoever named the car Flavia wasn't on the wind-up. Like,
well, I guess they check most things, but they never get them all, because of course you had the Mazda MR2, which they actually marketed in France without realizing that MR2 in French is MR2, which is basically meld, which is shit.
Ah, I did not know that.
Yeah, I think someone got fired for that. Are you working this through? Or have you frozen?
No, we keep freezing. I think the internet is fully broken. The Martians are coming. Watch out. This could be the last time you see Glenn and I. So anybody who's out there, I guess it could be a UK thing mainly, but am I the only one that is amused by the Skoda Labia, Flavia? Maybe I'm just weird.
I
titter every time. And this is not, I'm 47 now, so I've been laughing about this for a good 5 years.
Oh, it's easy. It's nice to be so easily amused.
I guess so. That says a lot about my capacity of my ability to laugh. I tell you what has tested my capacity to laugh over the last 6 months. It's been now squirrels in my loft, Glenn. Squirrels in my loft.
Is that a euphemism? Are you like losing your marbles back in the cat evil? What, squirrels in your loft?
You should search that up to see if it is a well-known what do they call it?
Incognito mode.
Urban Dictionary. Yeah, you better do it. Squirrels in the loft. No, actual squirrels. So about 6 months ago, I could hear stuff in the loft. And I thought it was maybe birds on the roof. So then it kind of progressed. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really sound like birds. It sounds more like scratchy, scratchy. So I'm like, well, maybe I've got mice. Maybe I've got mice. And I'm like, well, they sound quite big. Maybe I've got, oh, I can't have rats in the bloody loft. What's going on? So I had to call the pest control. Yeah. Comes round in an unmarked van. Very, very, what do they call that?
What, in case the squirrels get sight of it?
Lads, lads. He's got, it's the, in pest control. It says no squirrels. No. Just, he doesn't want to alarm your neighbours or
whatever. Okay.
So, and I guess if you are of a animal rights disposition, I guess this could be challenging. But squirrels are vermin, right? Grey squirrels killed all the red squirrels. There's no tufty anymore. Grey squirrels are very bad. They eat everything. They chewed through the bathroom light, basically, and then had the audacity. One of the downlights in the bathroom is above the bog. They have then had the audacity to stare down through the glass at me whilst I'm having a crap. I have got videos of the squirrel looking down at me, basically.
Are you sure this isn't just the plot for the next Alvin and the Chipmunks movie?
I've joked about that as well, because there's been multiple with the humans are 3-0 up in the big squirrel FA
Cup. What is it about your loft then? Why do they love your loft so much?
Just squirrels make brays, apparently. So they have multiple places where they go and like stash food and something, and mm-hmm. whatever reason they've got into the loft. And but the traps, like if you imagine like the size of a mouse trap,
mm-hmm.
a squirrel trap is like you know when Wile E. Coyote rings up the Acme Trading Company mm-hmm. and they bring down, right? So imagine Wile E. Coyote on his mobile to the Acme Trading Company going, Bring me traps. Right? So this thing is like, it's like a shoebox with a flipping bar on the end. And so the guy says, now this, what it's pretty quick, comes down, boom, squirrel goes and dead. And I'll come back and get them and stuff. He goes, on occasionally the squirrel will move and it will kind of get its leg or something like that. And then it's a bit unfortunate, but yes, you know, that does happen kind of thing. As he's saying that, in a kind of Ghostbusters moment, Stay Puft Marshmallow, I instantly think to myself, ah, yeah, that's definitely happening to me, right? So, mm-hmm. so I will take responsibility for creating this moment, yeah? So I don't know, like 8 hours later, I'm working away, and then wham, you hear the noise. I'm like, oh, blimey, that was it. That was one of the traps going off. And yeah, but sure enough, then, every sort of 20 minutes for the next 3 hours, there's this occasional flailing sound, but like someone dragging a metal box basically mm-hmm. around the loft. Sadly, it turned out the poor Mr. Squirrel, and it was one of the adult, one of the big daddy one, per se, it was the male squirrel. Sadly, it did get him, but it kind of got him across the shoulders. So he was sort of pinned down. Mm-hmm. And then the pest control man, he's got an air pistol. Like the kind you'd go to the arcade with and you have to shoot the tin cans off the thing.
Yep.
So we're chatting away and he puts the pellet in the thing and he shoots the squirrel. I can't see what's going on because he's up in the loft and he's looking down. So I'm thinking this is all kind of quite normal and stuff. And then casually, whilst we're talking, he reloads the gun. Right? I'm like, this is one badass squirrel. Like, not only has he fought off the trap, but now he's just taken a bullet and he's like, Come on. Is that the best you got? But no, the second one. He went down with the second one. But yeah, since then, so we're now two more. So we're, uh-huh. we're three squirrels in the team Jensen, 3-0. And I don't know if that's normal, but apparently lots of people have talked to me now, but oh yeah, we had squirrels. They're bastards. They've chewed everything up there.
Yeah, so far I've had pigeons down the chimney, God knows how many. It must be like a boneyard from some sort of ghoulish novel in my chimney at the moment, because I've got a fire, but then behind the fire it's all bricked up, and so I'm not going to rip out a gas fire. I'm not going to then smash loads of brickwork out every time a fucking pigeon falls down. So often you'll hear it will fall down, and then it'll be flapping. And then for a few more days, like for a day or two, it'll be flapping every few minutes while it's trying to... Yeah, it's not nice, not ideal, but
And so did you not get a dead animal smell or
no,
fly?
I haven't so far. And it's happened a lot. Although it's not like my friend, she's just bought a new place and she's got like a wood burner thing. And she opened it up the other day because she keeps getting birds kind of falling down. So she had someone in to get them all out. And then she opened up to light a fire for the first one of the year. And it's just this bird sitting there. I mean, it's shit everywhere, but it just flew straight out and flying around the living room for a bit. No fucking fear.
His mates are shouting down, just hang in there. She'll open the door eventually and then you can go for it. They're like dropping down worms, like rat loads. Sid, we're chucking down some more worms.
Oh, it's so weird.
You bastards. Yeah, I bet you're still laughing, don't you? Yeah, dare me to come down here. You told me there was a load of worms down here, you bastards.
We've all been there. So animals trapped in your. I don't know. Thankfully, I've not had squirrels or anything like that yet, which is very lucky because I sleep in a loft conversion. So it would have been a little bit annoying if I'd had squirrels next to me in a bed. I've had some monsters wake up next to me, but never a squirrel.
We're looking forward to you getting in some more conquests. You shared some Hinge updates and stuff this week from your dating life.
Sadly, it was a semi hoax because the person who had matched with me is one of my closest friends, and she lives 20 miles that way, and we're just good friends. But so sadly, the first time I've actually had a rose sent to me, and the first time I've actually had someone reply to messages, actually just happened to be one of my mates.
Hinge. I was on Hinge.
Hinge is no better or worse than they're all shit.
They are all shit.
Yeah, but they're the least shit option out there at the moment. So that's all I've got available. Although I am going to do in the next couple of days, I'm going to book myself a load of things to look forward to. A load of cooking classes, dancing classes, painting. I don't know, fucking pottery. I don't care. Just stuff that's out and about. Because you never know. I'm not going to meet someone sitting in my own living room by myself, am I? That's not going to happen. You've got to put yourself in situations, see what happens.
Drinking rum and Sambuca and eating crisps and having decadent lunchtime bath could attract a nice woman your way. Good women like baths.
Yeah, they do, and they're right for that. But I can't imagine them knocking down my door while I'm in the bath and saying, "Hey, you, how you doing?
Not unless you
suds for me."
Yeah,
you've got to find them first, and then you would entice them with the petals and the candles to the bath. That's the way to do it.
Have you ever done that?
I'm a romantic bastard, and this should have been a sign. I remember the first time I did it, my ex told me off because she thought that the candles were a fire risk.
That is brilliant. I tell you, there's another ebook there for us, Glenn. 101 red flags you didn't recognize should have. So this is like, you can go to all these red pill blue pill Twitter dudes and like they're all like, yeah man, don't fucking date single moms, like yeah, they'll bleed you dry, like real shocking stuff some of those guys put out. But there are some definite red flags that both you and I missed. You do something that romantic and she complains. She, yep. Instead of saying thank you, she points out the fire hazard. You irresponsible romantic twat, you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I love a bit of romance, so I'll do that. And ladies, I'm happy for you to do it for me as well.
Oh, yeah. This is good. So look, if the dating gods are out there, notice that we're just putting little what they call little
seeds.
Yeah, I had this idea in my mind of we're floating things down the river like little opportunities for people to float. But as I said that, it just made me remind me about something that happened the other night, so I got totally distracted. So I am on day 103 of my consecutive workout days, right? This is the Team Superdad 30-day Superdad workout. So if you're a dad who wants to get fit and have tried Glenn's nutrition and fitness program and it didn't work for you, then I also have something that might be more effective. It's 30-day rolling program. It's basically 12 to 15 minutes of exercise. And you just enjoy yourself. It's like just doing a bit more than what you normally do without having to win the triathlon or create a six-pack, which is great if you want it. But so I've done 103 consecutive days of exercise just because I could. It's now got to the point where it will take something huge to interrupt that. Most days it's press up, sit ups, and burpees, super burpees. But also, I say you need to go and do a 5K run, jog, walk, whatever it might be that week. If you don't like running, then go for a ride or go for a swim. But you've got to do that long distance thing as well. So I'm out the other night. I'd had a strange day, couldn't really get motivated. I did a video live stream about this the other day, actually. I got to the end of the day and I struggled to really get down to work. And the kids had been with me in the morning. And then I realized I was out on my run. One of the reasons I'd struggled to really focus and get on with things was because it was such a kind of emotional day. Like my daughter's 10th birthday, my son's 12th birthday. There was a lot going on. Really, what I should have done that day was just basically chill out, have some time for myself, like we were talking about. But anyway, I needed to do my exercise, so I decided, right, trainers on, let's go for a nice long run. I've gone out as far as I wanted to go, just under 5K, and I'm on my way back, and then there's this guy in the river.
What, drowning?
No, he's got one of these. I see them in the sea at Brighton because you just swim in the sea there, and I go down there, you see a lot of people swimming in the sea. So it's like a flotation buoy that you attach to your back, and it's more to let people know that you're there rather than save you if you were drowning or something like that, right? So I'm like, oh my gosh, and it was been raining, so the river is flowing fast. So I'm running, but this guy is zooming down the river. So now I'm running alongside him. I'm like, whoa, man, what are you doing? Like, that is awesome. Do you do that much? He's like, yeah, quite a bit. I was like, how far are you going? Oh, he goes, oh, just down to the beach. I've never seen a beach and the river. I run along this river. I've never seen a beach at all. So I didn't want to burst his bubble or ruin the moment by saying, I'm not sure there's a beach. Clearly in his mind, there's a beach coming up. But no, it was brilliant. So it was just, do you ever have those kind of something happen and it just punctuates the moment? I was sort of in my head a little bit, working through why couldn't I get on work today, and got out and I go for a run. I've enjoyed the run. I've processed a lot of information. It's London Marathon Day. So there's people doing marathon. Two old ladies stopped me whilst I was running. We stopped to chat to two old ladies and they're like, oh, you're doing a marathon? I was like, oh no, I'm not doing a marathon. I did that once before. I'm not doing that again. And then there's this bloke swimming in the river. And it was such a random thing. I was like, whoa, I am on day 102, as it was then, day 102 of my consecutive days working out. And here's a guy like racing down the river in the fast flowing current of the river Medway.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let it stop you. Like, if he can jump in the river and act like it's completely normal, then we can all do a little bit of exercise. Adrian, I took his picture and asked his name, Adrian. So, Adrian, if you're listening, good on you, my fast swimming river swimming buddy nut job dude.
Yeah, can't see me joining in that one either.
Oh, don't you think we could have you know, like they have those dragon boat races? We could have a team super dad river swim.
See, I thought you were going to do one of those Top Gear challenges where you've got different modes of transport to get a certain place. So one person will swim it, one person will run it, and one person will have to go a massive cycle round a different way to get there. I'll do the driving bit if I've got any fucking petrol.
Oh, yeah. Nearly scuppered yourself there. I can't finish up today, Glenn, without asking you about your day out with your dad, because obviously we're here talking about Team Super Dad and dads and you were at the mighty Tottenham Hotspurs world leading stadium on Sunday. But aside from all that sort of team allegiances, you were there with your dad.
Yes, indeed. So me and my old man, or my sister as well, she's got the name on it, but we've got two season tickets for the Spurs. Used to go down there every week, especially when I lived in Walthamstow. I could literally see the stadium from my back garden. So I used to go down all the time. And then obviously over the past, not even counting the year before, where we haven't been able to go at all. But before that, it comes more difficult now that I'm a single dad, because half the time I can't go because I've got the kids. And then the other half, I'm trying to fill my life with other bits and pieces, so I don't go as much as I can. Turned out I'd not been to a match with my dad since about 2018, which is a long old time.
Wow.
And I missed it. You know, it's just when you'd been doing something for so long and then it wasn't there. And it realized that was one of the, we used to see each other. That would be when we'd see each other. Yeah. Now that wasn't happening. I saw him very rarely. So, yeah, last minute got the opportunity. My sister's boy, sadly, has got COVID, so he couldn't go. And they were isolating and bits and pieces, so she couldn't make it. And so on the Friday, I just got a call saying, yeah, do you want to come to the football? Yeah, all right then. So, yeah, jumped on the trains and headed down to White Hart Lane to watch Spurs beat Villa. And it was just so nice to spend a few hours chatting to the old man and then enjoying the football with some beers and chatting again on the way home. And you don't normally get that time, because very few of us have got really, really good, close, regular contact with our dads. It's just because we're all so busy and they're busy and life is what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky enough that he's pretty young. He's 61 now. And so I've got hopefully many, many years left with him.
He's only 14 years older than me.
Hey, man, I didn't want to say that. It's true. So hopefully I've got many years left. But he did have a quadruple heart bypass when he was
a year old. Stop.
A year older than I am now.
So he passed the Oxcove diet and nutrition.
Oh, mate, he makes me look like some sort of yogi. Honestly, he was atrocious. He had all of the things. He had a massively high pressure job in insurance. He smoked 40 or more a day, drank all the time, ate out, no exercise. You know, his version of a treat was after they'd cooked pork chops under the grill, get some bread, wallop up the lard underneath, bit of salt on top of that, and eat that. That was his treat food. You know,
licking the bowl. So licking the bowl for him meant scraping the fat out of the...
Yeah, sort of six sugars in his tea. Just the worst diet of everything. All of the factors were there, which meant that when he was 42, 43, and he had a massive heart attack, quadruple bypass. And so, yeah, it was touch and go most of the time. But he's better and he's recovered and he's healthy now, or healthier than he was. And so I've hopefully got a lot longer with him, but you just don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. And you don't want to regret thinking, oh, I wish I had gone and seen my dad. So, yeah, we just just took the opportunity whenever I can.
Because that, you know, COVID and everything aside, so we're not going to drill you out for being a shit son here, but like time flies.
Mm.
2018, and I dare say you've seen him since that time.
I've seen him loads, just not out, just me and him to go to the football,
and doing something that you know that you both love doing, and it's a great afternoon out, no pressure. The only pressure is to have a nice time, like just
yeah. You know. And I'll be honest, it's the one-on-one nature of it as well. Now I try and do this with my kids as much as I can. Obviously, I've got four of them, so it becomes a bit more difficult. But I try and make little one-on-one moments. They might only be half an hour here or an hour there or something, but those one-on-one times, they make such a difference. I know that some of my best memories of my dad as a kid, in fact, my best memory as a kid was I was visiting him. I visit him once every 5-6 weeks for a weekend. And he said, I've got to go to dry cleaners. Do you want to come? And no one else said yes. I said yes. And so just me and him pops into town, picked up some dry cleaning and had a cheeky McDonald's breakfast. That is one of my favorite memories of him, because it was one of the few times in my entire life that I was one-on-one with my dad when I was a kid. Yeah. And it means something. It's total focus between the two of you, and you're chatting and there's no distractions and no competing attention. It's just the two of you spending time together. And that matters more than we realize. So I'm always, I try and do it with him when I can, but I also try and make sure I carve out these little moments where it's just me and one of my kids. and just make sure they know that at that moment, they're everything and it's just us two and nothing else.
Yeah, because in the busyness of life, they do understand and I guess maybe they don't understand, but they do know. They're like, dad's busy, dad's at work, dad's got stuff to do. You know, I'd like him to spend more time with me, but then make the but he does when he can, you know, because that's what, because they all say, you know, kids spell love, T-I-M-E.
Yeah.
You know, they just want some quality time with you. And then interestingly, when it get to that certain point in age, our parents in the same boat, they're like, I never get to see them. It'd just be nice to see. They want to hear your news. They want to catch up with you. Yeah. And we see that certainly myself, when you bring grandchildren into the mix, and I'm sure our parents get fed off it at some point after having them dumped on them too much, but they come alive because that time they had with us when we were little cheeky, cute kids is suddenly back. And our parents do miss that. They do want to spend time with us and our children.
And let's be honest, most grandparents are so much softer and happier and better than they were as parents, because they've done the experiences and they've seen what works and what doesn't. And it's funny that the love and the laughter and the support and the encouragement and the, yeah, it's all right to have a little treat every now and then, that's the thing that works, not harsh, strict parenting and rules and rigid regulations. So yeah, it's nice to know that the approach they're taking at works is much more aligned to what we're doing these days ourselves.
Yeah. I wonder if my ex is listening to that sage advice. There we go.
To each their own.
We shall find out. Yes. we should have brought this up a little bit earlier, Glenn, but I know there's an important petition, a movement that you've been supporting, and it just flipping blew my mind that this isn't just like an obvious thing to do. And it's about a sexual harassment button on social media.
Yeah, this is something that I'm claiming no credit for. I want to be really clear. This is a bunch of women who have got together and basically amongst themselves said, enough is enough. It's not acceptable that constantly, we're not talking one-offs here. We're not talking about the occasional woman and the occasional man. Almost every woman online, on Twitter, on Facebook, on any of the socials, has received unsolicited sexual advances, sexual language, sexual harassment, photos, porn, all this sort of shit gets sent constantly. Yet there's no way of flagging that. I've seen some of my friends, they called Tories a bunch of cunts, got banned. I'm not exaggerating, got banned from Twitter for life for that offence. Yet you can send Twitter support screenshots of unsolicited dick pics and porn and filth men send women. Yeah, but you can send them like all the evidence they possibly need, and they say, sorry, they've not broken any guidelines and rules. How the hell is this possible? It's obscene. And so there's a petition going at the moment. If you go to my Twitter feed, A Dating Dad, on Twitter or the other socials, Whinge Wine blog, Fran wrote a fantastic post on that, and have a read of it, because it just sets out this is the problem, this is what they're facing, and something needs to be done. So go online, sign the petition, show your support, and just say this is what it is. Now, if you're not sure about this sort of thing, you don't know how much of a problem it is, even if you just go to the petition and read some of the comments that have been left below, and the stories that people give about how much abuse they get, it's incredible, absolutely incredible. So yeah, it's a change.org petition, and it's called Twitter and Facebook to provide a specific reporting function for sexual harassment. And we've got nearly 7,500 signatures already. And the more we can get, the better, because we can start creating some sort of movement and attention, because something needs to change. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or woman, this affects you.
Well, I've got a daughter. I mean, I've got female friends. I mean, I
well, and you're a decent human being. Even if you it's the wrong thing. It's absurd and obscene that people think they can get away with this sort of stuff. And it isn't a, it's all about the dominance and then forcing women to do, to see and view these sorts of things. And it's not on. And so sign a petition, and also think about, just think about your friends, any male friends you've got. And you think, you know what, he's a bit of a danger. He's a laugh, but he's a bit of a danger. I'd be upset if my sister brought him home or my daughter brought him home. Do something about it, because we only see the tip of the iceberg. And I use the word tip very carefully. We don't see the tiny bit of behavior they let us see. How much more is out there? And we as men have got to step up and sort this shit out. Because yes, it's not all men, but it's always men. And if we're part of the problem, we also need to be part of the solution.
Yeah, I mean, it leads into conversations about online porn and how ridiculous some of the categories and themes of porn are, you know, like, blows my mind. How people can get off on, like, my sister shagged my stepdad or something like that. It's like, it just blows your mind, or let alone things that are even worse, like they've been aggro sex and stuff. It's just all wrong and bringing a just shit to our world, to our relationships, to people's safe. You know, it's just a sense that you can walk home with or turn on your computer or look at a tweet without having to fear what's going to be inside of it. So if you are watching, you can see online, I've just shared a link to the Whinge Whinge Wine's blog. I have put in the comments actual full links to the Change.org petition and to the blog post on Whinge Whinge Wine.
Cheers, Johnny. Appreciate it.
And we'll put your that up there as well. It is bloody important. We'll put this in the Team Superdad group as well. And see if we can get some support behind this. Surely there should be like 100,000 people putting this on there. Blimey.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it at all. I'm just trying to help raise awareness. But this was started up night before last. Gone from 0 to 7,500 already. And you know what? We need 10 times that, 100 times that to sign this, because something has to change.
Yeah. Yeah. Wowzers. Well, I feel like that's... sometimes we do talk about serious things on the podcast, and I think it's important, like any chit chat in a pub, conversation between blokes, it should be silly and it should be a bit piss takey, but there's always a space for important topics. There's always a space for saying things that are awkward and uncomfortable, and being there for each other if you need advice. So don't step over these things, which was kind of what you were saying at the beginning there, Glenn. It's
be a man.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember back in the day, my dad would like put his arm around the waitress and stuff.
Yeah. It wasn't right back then, but now society's got to the point where we're realizing that, and we're saying we need to be better.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, I'm going to cough. So seeing as we've done this earlier, I don't even know if I'm going to get this published tonight, but I am going to zoom down to my good lady's house. I'm going to drop something off at my kids' mother's because they've left it here. And apart from that, as I said at the beginning, we've got the Happy Dad 5-Day Challenge coming up starting on next Monday, October the 11th. So go to teamsuperdad.com/happydad and get yourself involved in this awesome 5-day event, where we're literally going to break down some of the most simplest ways to create an injection of happiness into your dad life, both for you, for your family, for your kids, for your friends, which doesn't fit with that euphemism at all. But so,
yeah, but now every time you use that phrase, you're going to think of Flavia.
Next time you pull up behind a Skoda Flavia, I want you to mark that moment in your brain, because I think I've changed. I think I've changed driving for you forever now, Glenn. I think
we'll see. If I'm ever unable to actually have petrol and drive again, I shall seek out a Flavia just to test the theory.
Do you know what I'd love to know? To all those members of the Skoda Drivers Club, and particularly those fans of the Flavia, did you buy the Flavia and think to yourself, the name is a bit weird, but I like the car? It makes me think of Labias, and now I'm driving one. So,
yeah, I'm going to hazard a guess. Probably not. But I'm not all people.
That could just be the way my brain works. You know, to play the game where you see the number plate and you have to make up a word based on the number.
Yeah.
It's like that. The eyes see Flavia, the brain says Labia.
And that's why we love Strictly.
Indeed. This has been the wrap-up from Team Superdad. My name's Johnny Jensen. Glenn.
Yeah, that's me. That's my name. It's been a pleasure, as always, Johnny. Loved every second.
And we need to work on our two Ronnie's finish. So it's good night from him.
And it's good night from him. It's good night from me, and it's good night from him. Okay. That's how it works.
Okay. So I say, so it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Okay, Ronnie. I'll see you next week. Oh, the flipping outro. Boom.
Slick.
This has been Team Superdad. Find us at teamsuperdad.com. Join the program and create the best life ever for you and your children. You are not alone. You're on Team Superdad.